When you think of Bourbon Street in New Orleans, chances are you think of music. Well, Oakland, California used to have a strip like that, too, a destination for blues musicians and fans. But changing times and bad urban planning pushed the music out. Today, there aren't many people left to even remember the blues scene in Oakland. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on a novel way to preserve and teach the history of the Oakland blues, a video game.
It's bleak and deserted at the corner of 7th Street in West Oakland, California. There's a windowless liquor store and a job counseling service on one side of the street. No one here seems to recall this block being much else.
I'm wondering if you know anything about the history of 7th Street.
No.
So you don't remember what this place was like?
I just know that the naval base used to be down there up under the overpass before the freeway went down.
All Julian Martinez and Ulysses Finister ever hear on this street is a commuter train that crosses a track raised above the street. But another sound used to fill this block.
If I had my money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I would go downtown and buy a maker too. I'm crazy about a maker. Yes, I'm crazy about a maker for.
That's Casey Douglas singing his song Mercury Blues. It's been covered by artists such as Steve Miller and used for a Ford commercial. Douglas is one of the stars who played the music clubs on 7th Street in the 1940s and 50s. There were scores of big blues artists passing through, recalls Bob Geddens Jr.
Lowell Folsom, Ivory Joe Hunter, T-Bone Walker was through there.
And then you had Raincoat Jones, who's another character.
He had the other type of gambling where they were shooting dice and stuff and that kind of thing, you know.
University of California journalism student Becca McLaren is interviewing Geddens because his father, Robert, recorded many of the artists who played 7th Street. For the last 2 years, she and other students at Berkeley have been working on a project to recreate a historical 7th Street.
It has been challenging to go to people who are maybe in their 80s or even 90s and say, can you tell me exactly what this club looked like and what do you remember, and really the vivid detail that we need to physically make it, to make it look real.
Initially, the project was going to be a computer recreation until the class realized that might not be very engaging for young people, says Professor Paul Grabowitz.
Thought, well, exploring is they just can't wander around. You have to be some element of play in this or a narrative. So we constructed a series of little, sort of, we called them quests, little things that people could do to find out information about 7th Street.
So now they are making a historical blues video game. As part of their research to make the game exciting, the journalism class curriculum includes watching games like Quake, where the player shoots at monsters from outer space.
I don't know if you guys can see it better on here.
In the Oakland game, you are a musician who has come to 7th Street to play music in the clubs and maybe get a record deal. You have to go to the pawn shop to get money, to buy fancy clothes, and you meet people who tell you how to get ahead in the music business. One of the missions is to jump on stage in a club and jam with a guitar and a saxophone. Architecture students are producing the audio and designing the game. Professor Yehuda Kale's class has worked on other projects recreating cities in ancient Egypt and Thailand. He says architects increasingly see the virtual world as an extension of the real one where people can shop, talk, learn.
This is really the same thing as architects have been doing for the last 10,000 years or so using brick and mortar. Now we can make environments that are not made of brick and mortar and yet function in similar ways.
Sometimes it's hard to be accurate. If they can't find pictures of a section of 7th Street, the designers may have to make an educated guess based on research about the buildings of the era. People's memories can also vary, says journalism professor Grabowitz.
There's a famous character on 7th Street named Raincoat Jones, who is basically a loan shark, but also a patron of the clubs. But one of the questions was, well, where did he get the nickname Raincoat? And God, there were four or five different stories about that.
So in the game, the player might have to find the origins of Raincoat Jones's name. Old-timers like Bob Geddens Jr. say even if it can't be 100% accurate, he's all for this game. He wants young people to understand their history.
Letting the kids also know in there that that music was the influence for Ray Charles, or it was the influence for B.B. King, or right on up into the day to R. Kelly or any of them they want to name out there.
Geddens and others also hope that the game will tell people about how the music scene fell apart and help them learn to keep their own communities alive. The first version of the game, which will be online, is scheduled to come out sometime this summer. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.